Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Saturday, November 6th, Nachos Day. The origin of nachos can be traced back to Piedras Negras, Mexico, just across the border from the state of Texas in the USA. The original recipe was printed in the 1954 St. Anne's Cookbook. A modified version of the original dish, with cheese sauce and prepared tortilla chips, was marketed in 1976 by businessman Frank Liberto during various sporting events in Texas. Celebrating Nachos Day can be loads of fun. But have you ever wondered about the history of nachos? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. Nachos are a Mexican regional dish from northern Mexico that consists of heated tortilla chips or totopos covered with melted cheese, or a cheese-based sauce, often served as a snack or appetizer. More elaborate versions of the dish include other ingredients, and may be substantial enough to serve as a main dish. Ignacio L. Nacho Anaya created the dish in 1940. The original nachos consisted of fried corn tortilla chips covered with melted cheese and sliced jalapeno peppers. Nachos originated in the city of Piedras Negras, Coahuila, just over the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. Ignacio Nacho Anaya created nachos at the Victory Club in 1940 when Mamie Finon, a regular customer, asked if Anaya could bring her and three other women a different snack than usual. Anaya went to the kitchen and spotted freshly fried pieces of corn tortillas. In a moment of culinary inspiration, he added melted cheese and pickled jalapeno strips. Anaya cut the tortillas into triangles, fried them, added shredded Colby cheese, quickly heated them, added sliced pickled jalapeno peppers, and served them. After tasting the snack, Finon asked what it was called. Anaya responded, "Well, I guess we can just call them Nachos Special." Anaya also opened his own restaurant, Nachos Restaurant, in Piedras Negras. Anaya's original recipe was printed in the 1954 St. Anne's Cookbook. The popularity of the dish swiftly spread throughout Texas and the Southwest. The first known appearance of the word nachos in English dates to 1950, from the book A Taste of Texas. According to El Cholo Spanish Cafe history, waitress Carmen Rocha is credited with making nachos in San Antonio, Texas, before introducing the dish to Los Angeles at the cafe in 1959. A modified version of the dish, with cheese sauce and prepared tortilla chips, was marketed in 1976 by Frank Liberto, owner of Rico's Products, during Texas Rangers baseball games at Arlington Stadium in Arlington, Texas. This version became known as Ballpark Nachos. During the September 4, 1978 Monday Night Football game, between the Baltimore Colts and Dallas Cowboys, sportscaster Howard Cosell enjoyed the name Nachos, and made a point of mentioning the dish in his broadcasts over the following weeks, further popularizing it and introducing it to a whole new audience. Liberto died in 2017. Ignacio Anaya died in 1975. In his honor, a bronze plaque was erected in Piedras Negras, and October 21 was declared the International Day of the Nacho. Anaya's son, Ignacio Anaya Jr., served as a judge at the annual Nacho competition. The nutritional breakdown and total calorie count for a serving of nachos typically depends on the type of nacho, type of cheese, and additional toppings, such as beef, jalapenos, etc., that are included in the serving. Most typical corn tortilla chips contain about 15 calories per chip. Baked corn tortilla chips have about 6 calories per chip, making them a healthier alternative option to the usual fried chip. Mexican-style cheddar cheese contains about 110 calories per ounce. Adding an additional source of protein, such as chicken or beef, increases the calorie count by about 100 calories or so. All in all, a single serving of nachos can contain from 300 to 600 total calories. A single serving of nachos also contains significant amounts of fat, sodium, and calcium. There are around 16 grams of fat, 816 milligrams of sodium, and 272 milligrams of calcium per serving of nachos. In other words, one serving contains 39% of the daily value for fat, 34% of the daily value for sodium, and 27% of the daily value for calcium. A variation consists of a quartered and fried tostada topped with a layer of refried beans or various meats and a layer of shredded cheese or nacho cheese, topped with habanero hot sauce. Other variations include barbecue nachos, in which cheese is replaced with barbecue sauce, and poutine nachos, in which cheddar cheese is replaced with cheese curds and gravy. Although those variations use non-traditional ingredients, these versions are still classified as nachos. In the Southeast, pulled pork nachos, also called barbecue nachos, are very popular. In this variation, the nachos retain their cheese and often jalapenos, but are also topped with pulled smoked pork shoulder served with or without barbecue sauce or hot sauce. Some Irish-themed restaurants and bars serve Irish nachos with toppings placed over potatoes, French fries, instead of tortilla chips. Traditional nachos consist of the tortilla chips topped with cheese and jalapenos, as done by Anaya. The modern form of nachos has several possible ingredients, with the most common toppings being cheese, guacamole, salsa, sour cream, jalapenos, and sometimes lettuce. Lettuce is a less common topping, if added at all. The topping of the greatest quantity is often the cheese. Nachos vary from the modern style served in restaurants to the quick and easy nachos sold at concession stands in stadiums. The nachos sold at concession stands consists of tortilla chips topped with pump-able cheese sauce. The cheese sauce comes in condensed form, to which water or milk and pepper juice are added. What is contained in the condensed form itself is a trade secret. Another variation of nachos is dessert nachos. These vary widely, from cinnamon and sugar on pita chips to small nachos with marshmallow and chocolate on graham crackers, and typically refer to a dessert consisting of scattered toppings on some form of crispy base. Common toppings include black beans, pinto beans, or refried beans, chili con queso or chili con carne, cilantro, chives or scallions, meat, usually ground beef, sliced steak, chicken, chorizo, or carne asada, occasionally bacon, pepperoni, corned beef, or spam, guacamole, jalapeno or other capsicum peppers, or hot sauce, lettuce, lime, olives, onions, garlic, pickles, pico de gallo or salsa, sour cream, ranch dressing, tomatoes. Nachos with an abundance of toppings are sometimes called loaded nachos. This type of dish is usually served as an appetizer at bars or restaurants in the United States and elsewhere. Typically, the tortilla chips are arranged on a platter, meat and refried bean toppings are then added, and the entire platter is smothered with shredded cheese. The platter is then put into a broiler or microwave to cause the cheese to melt. The platter is then covered with the cold toppings, shredded lettuce, tomatoes, salsa, jalapenos, etc., and served immediately. In Memphis, Tennessee, barbecue nachos are served in most barbecue restaurants, and also at sporting events. Generous portions of barbecued pork shoulder are placed atop tortilla chips, then covered with melted cheese or nacho cheese, barbecue sauce, and sliced jalapeno peppers. In Hawaii, Kalua pork and pineapple nachos are served in many restaurants and bars. Generous portions of Kalua pork and pineapple bits are placed atop tortilla chips, then covered with melted cheese or nacho cheese, and varied toppings. A similar dish that involves tortilla chips and cheese is found in Tex-Mex restaurants. Small bowls of chili con queso or, more commonly, salsa are served with baskets of warm tortilla chips as appetizers. A form of processed cheese sauce mixed with peppers and other spices is often used in place of freshly shredded cheese in institutional or large-scale production settings, such as schools, movie theaters, sports venues, and convenience stores, or wherever using freshly grated cheese may be logistically prohibitive. Though originally formulated as a cheaper and more convenient source of cheese to top nachos, this dip has become popular enough in the US that it is available in some Mexican-themed restaurants, and at major grocery stores, in both name brand, Frito-Lay, Tostitos, and Taco Bell, and unbranded versions. In the United States, National Nacho Day is celebrated on November 6th. The International Nacho Festival is held between October 13th and 15th at Piedras Negras, the birthplace of nachos, and features live music, art, cultural activities, and a contest for the biggest nacho of the world, which is registered with the Guinness World Records. On April 21, 2012, the world's biggest serving of nachos was made by Center Plate at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, Kansas. It weighed 4,689 pounds, 2,127 kilograms, and contained 765 pounds, 347 kilograms of nacho chips, 405 pounds, 184 kilograms of salsa, 323 pounds, 147 kilograms of tomato, 918 pounds, 416 kilograms of meat and beans, and more than 2,200 pounds, 1,000 kilograms of cheese. When we return, jalapenos. The jalapeno is a medium-sized chili pepper pod-type cultivar of the species Capsicum annuum. A mature jalapeno chili is 5 to 10 centimeters, 2 to 4 in, long and hangs down with a round, firm, smooth flesh of 25 to 38 millimeters, 1 to 1 plus half in, wide. It can have a range of pungency, with Scoville heat units of 3,500 to 8,000. Commonly picked and consumed while still green, it is occasionally allowed to fully ripen and turn red, orange, or yellow. It is wider and generally milder than the similar serrano pepper. The jalapeno is variously named huachinango, for the ripe red jalapeno, and chili gordo, meaning fat chili pepper, also known as cuesmino. The name jalapeno is Spanish for from Jalapa, also spelled Jalapa, the capital city of Veracruz, Mexico, where the pepper was traditionally cultivated. The name Jalapa is itself of Nahuatl origin, formed from roots zali, ali, sand and napan, a pan, water place. Genetic analysis of Capsicum annuum places jalapenos as a distinct genetic clade with no close sisters that are not directly derived from jalapenos. Jalapenos were in use by the Aztecs prior to the Spanish conquest. Bernardino de Sahagún in the Florentine Codex writes of Aztec markets selling chipotles, smoked jalapenos, and mole made from chipotles, besides the sale of fresh chilies. The use of peppers in the Americas dates back thousands of years, including the practice of smoking some varieties of peppers in order to preserve them. Further well-preserved samples and genetic testing would be needed to determine the usage and existence of the jalapeno clade and pod type into the past. In 1999, roughly 43,000 hectares, 107,000 acres, of land in Mexico was dedicated to jalapeno production. As of 2011, that had decreased to 41,000 hectares, 101,000 acres. Jalapenos account for 30% of Mexico's chili production, and while the total land area used for cultivation has decreased, there has been a 1.5% increase in volume yield per year in Mexico due to increasing irrigation, use of greenhouses, better equipment, knowledge, and improved techniques. Because of this, in 2009, 619,000 tons of jalapenos were produced, with 42% of the crop coming from Chihuahua, 12.9% from Sinaloa, 6.6% from Jalisco, and 6.3% from Michoacán. La Costeña controls about 60% of the world market and, according to company-published figures, exports 16% of the peppers that Mexico produces, an 80% share of the 20% that Mexico exports in total. The US imports 98% of La Costeña's exports. According to the USDA, starting since 2010, California produces the most jalapenos, followed by New Mexico and Texas, for a total of 209,800 tons, 462.5 million pounds, of peppers in 2014. It is difficult to get accurate statistics on chilies and specific chilies, as growers are not fond of keeping and sharing such data, and reporting agencies often lump all green chilies together, or all hot chilies, with no separation of pod type. In New Mexico in 2002, the crop of jalapenos were worth $3 million at the farm gate, and $20 million with processing. China, Peru, Spain, and India are also producers of commercial chilies, including jalapenos. Jalapenos are a pod type of Capsicum annuum. The growing period is 70 to 80 days. When mature, the plant stands 70 to 90 centimeters, 2 feet 4 in 2 feet 11 in, tall. Typically, a plant produces 25 to 35 pods. During a growing period, a plant will be picked multiple times. As the growing season ends, the peppers turn red, as seen in sriracha sauce. Jalapenos thrive in a number of soil types and temperatures, though they prefer warmer climates, provided they have adequate water. The optimum temperature for seed germination is 29 degrees Celsius, 84 degrees Fahrenheit, with degradation of germination seen above 30 degrees Celsius, 86 degrees Fahrenheit, and little to no germination occurring at 40 degrees Celsius, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, at 29 degrees Celsius, 84 degrees Fahrenheit, the time to 50% germination rate depends on cultivar and seed lot but was tested as being between 4 and 5 days, which is shorter than cayenne. A pH of 4.5 to 7.0 is preferred for growing jalapenos, and well-drained soil is essential for healthy plants. Jalapenos need at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight per day. Experiments show that unlike bell peppers, at least 7.5 millimolar nitrogen is needed for optimal pot production, and 15 to 22 nitrogen produces the best result. The plant produces both more leaves and more pods, rather than just more leaves. Once picked, individual peppers may turn to red of their own accord. The peppers can be eaten green or red. Though usually grown as an annual, they are perennial and if protected from frost can produce during multiple years, as with all Capsicum annuum. Jalapenos are subject to root rot and foliar blight, both often caused by Phytophthora capsici. Overwatering worsens the condition as the fungus grows best in warm, wet environments. Crop rotation can help, and resistant strains of jalapeno, such as the New Mex Vaquero and Tam Mild Jalapeno, have been and are being bred as this is of major commercial impact throughout the world. As jalapenos are a cultivar, the diseases are common to Capsicum annuum, Verticillium wilt, Cercospora capsici, powdery mildew, Colitatricum capsici, ripe rot, Awinia keratovora, soft rot, leaf curly top virus, tospovirus, tomato spotted wilt virus, pepper mottle virus, tobacco mosaic virus, pepper geminiviridae, and root knot nematode being among the major commercially important diseases. After harvest, if jalapenos are stored at 7.5 degrees Celsius, 45.5 degrees Fahrenheit, they have a shelf life of up to 3 to 5 weeks. Jalapenos produce 0.1 to 0.2 microliters kg1H1 of ethylene, very low for chilies, and do not respond to ethylene treatment. Holding jalapenos at 20 to 25 degrees Celsius and high humidity can be used to complete the ripening of picked jalapenos. A hot water dip of 55 degrees Celsius, 131 degrees Fahrenheit, for 4 minutes is used to kill off molds that may exist on the picked peppers without damaging them. The majority of jalapenos are wet processed, canned, or pickled on harvesting for use in mixes, prepared food products, and salsas. There are a wide variety of breeds for consumer and commercial use of jalapeno plants. The majority fall under one of four categories, F1 hybrids, where the parent plants have been hand-emasculated and crossbred to produce uniform offspring with hybrid vigor, cultivars which are F11 or F12 hybrids or later generations where a stable unique population has been developed, landraces, and F2 hybrids. F1 hybrids produce the highest and most uniform yields but cost 25 times the cost of open pollinated seed, leading to only 2% of the farmland dedicated to jalapeno cultivation in the United States being planted with F1 hybrids. F2 hybrids often produce similarly to F1 hybrids, however, some F1 hybrids are produced via recessive male sterility to eliminate the need to hand pollinate, reducing the cost to produce the hybrid, but producing a 25% reduction in yield in the F2 generation. Some notable F1 hybrids are Mittler, Perfecto, Tula, Grand, A Hot Jalapeno, Ciula, Senorita, and Toyone, most of them being developed and marketed by Petoseed, a brand of Seminis. Cultivars are researched and created to promote desirable traits. Common traits selected for are resistance to viruses and other pepper-related diseases, milder peppers, early ripening, more attractive fruit in terms of size, wall thickness, and corking, and higher yields. The Land Grant Universities and the Chili Pepper Institute promote the use of cultivars as the most sustainable and environmentally safe disease control method, both in terms of economics and long-term environmental perspective. Notable cultivars include Early Jalapeno, Tam Mild Jalapeno, Tam Mild Jalapeno 2, Tam Veracruz, the Yellow Tam Jaloro, New Mex Vaquero, the Colorful New Mex Piñata, Tam Dulcito, Wailua, and New Mex Primavera. Sweet hybridized varieties have been created with no heat, although they retain the look and flavor of a jalapeno. A raw jalapeno is 92% water, 6% carbohydrates, 1% protein, and contains negligible fat, table. A 100 gram, 3 plus half an ounce, reference serving of raw jalapenos provides 120 kilojoules, 29 kilocalories, of food energy, and is a rich source, 20% or more of the daily value, DV, of vitamin C, vitamin B6, and vitamin E, with vitamin K in a moderate amount, table. Other micronutrients are low in content, table. Compared to other chilies, the jalapeno heat level varies from mild to hot depending on cultivation and preparation and can have from a few thousand to over 10,000 Scoville heat units. The number of scars on the pepper, which appear as small brown lines, called corking, has a positive correlation with heat level, as growing conditions which increase heat level also cause the pepper to form scars. For US consumer markets, corking is considered unattractive, however, in other markets, it is a favored trait, particularly in pickled or oil-preserved jalapenos. The heat level of jalapenos varies even for fruit from the same plant, however, some cultivars have been bred to be generally milder, and on the low side of the heat range, such as the Tam Milds and Dulcito, and others to be generally hotter, and on the high end of the heat range, such as Grand. As the peppers ripen, their pungency increases, making red jalapenos to be generally hotter than green jalapenos, at least of the same variety. If the jalapeno plants were stressed by increased water salinity, erratic watering, temperature, light, soil nutrition, insects or illness, this will increase their pungency. All of the capsaicin and related compounds are concentrated in vesicles found in the placenta membrane surrounding the seeds. The vesicles appear white or yellow and fluoresce in the range of 500-3600 nanometers when placed in violet light. If fresh chili peppers come in contact with the skin, eyes, lips or other membranes, irritation can occur. Some people who are particularly sensitive wear latex or vinyl gloves while handling peppers. If irritation does occur, washing the oils off with hot soapy water and applying vegetable oil to the skin may help. When preparing jalapenos, it is recommended that hands not come in contact with the eyes as this leads to burning and redness. Stuffed jalapenos are hollowed out fresh jalapenos, served cooked or raw, filled with seafood, meat, poultry, or cheese. Pickled jalapenos, a type of pickled pepper, sliced or whole, are often served hot or cold on top of nachos, which are tortilla chips with melted cheese on top, a traditional Mexican dish. Chipotles are smoked, ripe jalapenos. Jalapeno jelly, which is a pepper jelly, can be prepared using gelling methods. Jalapeno peppers are often muddled and served in mixed drinks. Jalapeno poppers are an appetizer, Jalapenos are stuffed with cheese, usually cheddar or cream cheese, breaded or wrapped in bacon, and cooked. Armadillo eggs are jalapenos or similar chilies stuffed with cheese, coated in seasoned sausage meat, and wrapped in bacon. The eggs are then grilled until the bacon starts to crisp. Chilies torreados are fresh jalapenos that are sautéed in oil until the skin is blistered all over. They are sometimes served with melted cheese on top. Texas toothpicks are jalapenos and onions shaved into straws, lightly breaded, and deep-fried. Chopped jalapenos are a common ingredient in many salsas and chilies. Jalapeno slices are commonly served in Vietnamese pho and banh mi, and are also a common sandwich and pizza topping in the West. Jalapenos are a low-acid food with a pH of 4.8 to 6.0 depending on maturity and individual pepper. If canned or pickled jalapenos appear gassy, mushy, moldy, or have a disagreeable odor, then to avoid botulism, special precautions are needed to avoid illness and spread of the bacteria. Canning or packaging in calcium chloride increases the firmness of the peppers and the calcium content, whether or not the peppers are pickled as well as canned. In 2008, fresh jalapenos from Mexico were tested positive for salmonella, leading the FDA to believe that the peppers were responsible for much of the 2008 United States salmonellosis outbreak. This large outbreak of salmonella led to increased research into the detection of foodborne illnesses on jalapenos, the frequency and behavior of foodborne illness on jalapenos, and ways to prevent foodborne illnesses on fresh jalapenos. Contaminated irrigation water and processing water are the two most common methods by which jalapenos become infected, as was the case in the 2008 outbreak. Jalapenos have similar microbial properties to tomatoes. The outer layer of their skin provides a safe environment for foodborne illnesses to survive, and if damaged or chopped, provides a growth medium for pathogens. Washing fresh jalapenos is important to reduce pathogen counts both at the farm and consumer level, but without cold storage it is insufficient to prevent pathogen spread. Jalapeno juice may be used as a remedy for seasonal allergies and clearing sinuses from colds. The jalapeno is a Mexican chili but has been adopted by Texas as the state pepper in 1995. In Mexico, jalapenos are used in many forms, such as in salsa, pico de gallo, or grilled jalapenos. Jalapenos were included as food on the space shuttle as early as 1982. The Guinness World Records for most jalapenos eaten in a minute is 16 by Alfredo Hernandez on the 17th of September 2006 at La Costeña Feel the Heat Challenge in Chicago, Illinois, USA. Patrick Bertoletti holds the Major League Eating Jalapeno records at 275 pickled jalapenos in 8 minutes on the 1st of May 2011, and 191 pickled jalapenos in 6.5 minutes on the 16th of September 2007 in the short form. Joaquin Guzman, El Chapo, leader of the Sinaloa cartel, operated a cannery in Guadalajara producing Comadre jalapenos in order to ship cocaine to the U.S. When we return, the tortilla chip. A tortilla chip is a snack food made from corn tortillas, which are cut into triangles and then fried or baked. Alternatively, they may be discs pressed out of corn masa then fried or baked. Corn tortillas are made of nixtamalized corn, vegetable oil, salt and water. Although first mass-produced commercially in the US in Los Angeles in the late 1940s, tortilla chips grew out of Mexican cuisine, where similar items were well known, such as totopos and tostadas. Though usually made of yellow corn, they can also be made of white, blue, or red corn. Tortilla chips intended to be dipped are typically only lightly salted, while others may be seasoned with a variety of flavors. The triangle-shaped tortilla chip was popularized by Rebecca Webb Carranza in the 1940s as a way to make use of misshapen tortillas rejected from the automated tortilla manufacturing machine that she and her husband used at their Mexican delicatessen and tortilla factory in southwest Los Angeles. Carranza found that the discarded tortillas, cut into triangles and fried, were a popular snack, and she sold them for a dime a bag at the El Zarape tortilla factory. In 1994, Carranza received the Golden Tortilla Award for her contribution to the Mexican food industry. Tortilla chips are a popular appetizer in Tex-Mex and Mexican restaurants in the US and elsewhere. Their popularity outside of California saw a steady rise in the late 1970s when they began to compete with corn chips, the dipping chip of choice during the first three quarters of the 20th century. They are typically served with a dip, such as salsa, chili con queso, or guacamole. When not served with a dip, the chips are often seasoned with herbs and spices. Although they are now available worldwide, the United States is one of the main markets for tortilla chips. Commercial brand names for tortilla chips include Phileas Fogg Snacks, Tostitos, Doritos, and Don Tacos, in Japan. A more elaborate dish utilizing tortilla chips is nachos. First created in 1943, nachos were invented in Mexico. They originated in the small Mexican town of Piedras Negras in 1943, and were invented by restaurateur Ignacio Nacho Anaya. 1. Nachos are tortilla chips served with melted or shredded cheese, although often other toppings are added or substituted, such as meat, salsa, such as pico de gallo, refried beans, guacamole, sour cream, diced onions, olives, and pickled jalapenos. More elaborate nachos are often baked for a short period of time to warm the tortillas and melt shredded cheese. A similar fried corn snack is the corn chip, which is not made from a tortilla, but from cornmeal which has been processed into a particular shape, typically a small scoop. Fritos are an example of this. The principal difference between the corn in tortilla and corn chips is that the corn in a tortilla chip has undergone a process known as nixtamalization, which involves processing the raw corn with quicklime.